Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Andy Vick, the Executive Director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, five of my favorite ever minutes coming your way right now. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Ted. How are you?
I'm anxious to hear about what's happening in your world on Sundays.
Well, there's this kind of cool thing that's happening nationally. It's called Artist Sunday. And if you think about the big holiday shopping weekend, you have Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and now there is Artist Sunday. It was started by an artist in Ohio, and it's really kind of gone viral. And the whole idea is to support your local artists and galleries on Sunday, just as you would for those other shopping days. But really, the focus is about buying local and keeping the money local. That's really what it's all about, in addition to supporting artists here in the community.
And there's a great guide and a way to do that. I mean, the world is making this easy for us to support artists, which is what I love.
They've really figured out how to do this. You can go to their website. Artist Sunday is what you want to Google to get there. And it's just artistsunday.com. And if you're an individual artist here in the community, you can sign up for free to be part of this program. The Cultural Office has signed up as a organization that's encouraging and supporting this, as have other organizations in our community. And what's really cool is that it just started small, and all of a sudden it's just blowing up around the country, and people are getting involved, and it's really a wonderful way to make sure that when you do your holiday shopping this year, you're thinking local and supporting the arts.
Well, and I want to add to that, you're thinking way, way out of the box, and I'm going to describe what I'm seeing right now. So, from Lisa Scarbath, she's a local artist, and she has embellished a three-dimensional blue crab. And she's done that by attaching found objects, mostly old, it looks like very old turquoise, Native American style turquoise and silver jewelry to it. So it is an interesting, a very intriguing looking piece. Blue crab strikes me because I come from the East Coast, and we caught and boiled a lot of them and ate a lot of them.
Yeah, I actually lived in the D.C. metro for a while, and we'd go down to Ernie's Crab Shack and have some amazing blue crabs there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would never, ever have thought of anything like that, and wouldn't it not be fun? Because the link to the piece is there, and I can sort of sneak that link into my wife's stream of consciousness via text or email or chalkboard or spray paint.
There's so many wonderful artists are participating in the program, and more are signing up every day, and I'm sure will over the coming week. And, there's so much need to support the economy locally, nationally, given COVID. And you just don't want to forget the artists and the handmade work that is being created here in our community and around the country. And Artist Sunday is just a really neat way to capitalize on that frenzy that happens after Thanksgiving and make sure that the independent artists and the galleries that really do so much for those artists are all being considered and supported when you're out making your holiday gift giving. People have told me too, with so many restrictions around COVID, being able to shop online is a wonderful opportunity, or to make an appointment and go into these galleries and shop that way. But giving something handmade, especially during the pandemic, really is a special way to stay connected. And handmade artwork is really a wonderful way to do that.
And if you love little stocking stuffers that are way out of the box, there is another artist called Chaos Woods. That person is based out of Austin, Texas, and these are very unusual but very functional salad spoons, big serving spoons, and all made out of very exotic woods. And it just goes on and on and on from there. So it can be quirky, it can be very serious stuff, it can be very functional, it can be very tchotchkes, but you're supporting a local artist when you buy these things.
Absolutely. I mean, these are artists all over the country, so I would really encourage your listeners here to focus in on the artists from our community.
Yep.
Sure, you can find things from artists all over, and that's wonderful. But when you support a local artist here in the Pikes Peak region, that money stays local, and it supports the artist who then is able to go out and do carry out food or support another business or restaurant because they have money that they've made when they sell their artwork. So it really is a great economic development opportunity for everyone in our community to really shop local and in particular think about artists.
And we do love that. And the website again, Andy?
It is artists with a plural, artistsunday.com.
Artistsunday.com. And Artist Sunday itself is situated right between Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. It's right in the middle.
Exactly. It seems like it was just waiting for someone to claim that day, and some clever artist in Ohio did it. So kudos to him.
Andy, it is always a treat. I hope you are gearing up for a nice slowed down weekend.
I'm looking forward to that and a short work week next week. Those are good things to look forward to.
I completely agree. It's a treat to talk to you as always. We'll talk to you in about a month from now. In the meantime, have a wonderful weekend, sir.
Thank you, Ted. You have a happy Thanksgiving yourself.